The need for better food security on Vancouver Island is becoming more obvious all the time. Only a small percentage of the food islanders eat is grown here. This leaves the island vulnerable to disruptions in the global food supply chain. Against this backdrop, in the fall of 2009, a community-based working group came together to establish community gardens in the town of Ladysmith. By February 2010, the Ladysmith Community Gardens Society had been formed and partnerships established with the town to get the gardens into operation. According to the group's website, Ladysmith Community Garden Society.weebly.com/closing. On Wednesday, June 18, the volunteers from the society held an open house celebrating its 15th anniversary. Back then, some concerned citizens ran into Mayor Rob Hutchins's City Hall office and said, "We need a community garden," recalled Laura Reimer, society co-chair, before the ribbon cutting to mark the anniversary. That was all that Hutchins and his visitors needed, and they jumped into their vehicles to look for a spot, and today we're standing on it and it's been so successful. Reimer took the opportunity to thank the town for their support, as well as the Rotary Club, who have supported the group for years. She also passed on thanks to the RCMP for keeping an eye on the gardens. Mayor Dina Beeston and Marshall Butcher, from the Ladysmith Rotary Club, did the ribbon cutting, and then Reimer invited all the guests to have a lunch at the gardens. "A big thanks goes to the parks crew," Reimer said. "They're always working behind the scenes, whether it's helping with maintenance, delivering soil, getting rid of our compost pile, or even just providing advice, and last year for their help building the security fence. We would also like to say thank you to Rick at Sawmill Direct for their ongoing support. A big shout out to our master gardeners who consistently share their time and expertise with all of us. Your knowledge helps us all grow quite literally, and we very much appreciate it." The Garden Society has a total of 27 garden beds, which the society says is directly benefiting about 100 citizens in Ladysmith. There are 30 members of the group and 28 of them have gardens in the complex. Reimer said the long-term plan is to expand the gardens. "We're officially the Ladysmith Community Gardens Society, plural. The intention right from the get-go is more than one location. So we've had a lot of conversation with parks, and we're looking at Browns Drive as a possibility or the urgent care area. The gardens does not have any real criteria as far as the plots are concerned, except the gardens cannot contain any invasive species and everything has to be organic. Members are encouraged to have some flowers as they attract pollinators. The members also have an herb garden that is open to the public, and there are blueberries growing along the fence by the ballpark." Reimer said, "Unfortunately, vandalism and theft from the gardens does happen. Quite often there is somebody at the gardens during the day, but the fence is locked when no members are there," Reimer said. "Only members have access to the gardens. Theft is not uncommon in all the community gardens that we've been in contact with, and even on the mainland. It's unfortunate, and that's only increasing as food insecurity becomes greater. We even had somebody living in our garden shed last winter. It's not uncommon for gardens to lose 90% of their produce," she said. "We've even had to lock the toy box up since we've found needles and syringes in it," Reimer said. Nonetheless, the gardens is a growing place. People use it as part of not only socializing, but also, you know, feeling the heartbeat of the community, finding out what else is going on. A place just to stop and smell the roses," Reimer said. The Garden Society has a Facebook page or can be reached via email at ladysmithgardenssociety@gmail.com.